Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Al Smith. Batting eighth, the catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second, the right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting third, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Darren Johnson. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Leo Posada. Batting eighth, the catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bob Shaw. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser bunts towards first. Sievers fields the ball and throws to Herbert covering. Safe. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Herbert. Houser moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball four. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbert covering, for the out. Houser moves to third. Rivera moves to second. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is walked intentionally. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbert covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Seaburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Posada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Posada. The throw from Carrion to Fox and they have Posada trapped. The throw over to Severs, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0 for 1 in the game. Severs takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Severs moves to second. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn throws to second for 1, and Hauser throws to first, and Seaburn drops the ball. Severs scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Herbert strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Carrion and he is safe. Hauser steals second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. Hauser moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson bunts towards first. Seavers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Posada takes first base on ball 4. Seaborn moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seavers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Posada who is chasing the ball. Seavers reaches third base with a triple. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith strikes out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to home to get Seavers. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 2 in the game. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Joe Nuxhall pinch hits for Bob Shaw. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Esposito. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Hauser moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Seaborn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hauser scores. Rivera moves to third. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Rivera scores. Seaborn goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Athletics. Jay Hankins pinch runs for Darren Johnson. Warren Hacker now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco now playing center field. Ed Rakow now pitching. Jay Hankins now playing left field. Gene Stevens now playing right field. Wayne Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Landis steals second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Sammy Esposito. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hankins. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.